A few days after the war ended, Hamas organized a set of what they said were victory celebrations across the Gaza Strip. Now, I've been to Hamas rallies several times in the past before the war, and then usually heavily attended, quite elaborate shows with music and commandos and evidence. But this time, I have to say, there were very few people joining the demonstrations. And I think that largely reflects the fact that the ordinary population of Gaza was still very shell-shocked from the war. They were still pulling the dead bodies from the rubble and trying to repair their destroyed homes.
Is there any sense in which Hamas has emerged stronger from the Israeli assault?
It's very difficult to read exactly what's going on inside Hamas. It's always been that way. But my sense from talking to people here in Gaza is that Hamas certainly believes that it has scored a victory simply by surviving 22 days of conflict against Israel's, very powerful army. Now, that may be a very misguided understanding, and it's certainly not shared by many people in Gaza who have seen the terrible toll this war has taken on their lives. More than 1,200 people killed, 5,000 injured, more than 20,000 homes either partly or completely destroyed. I think as far as most people are concerned, it was no victory at all. But Hamas seems to be feeling quite bullish, and I think that makes it unlikely that Hamas is going to be signing up to any major compromises in the near future.
Are the unilaterally declared ceasefires of both Hamas and the Israelis holding?
Well, up to a point, there have been rocket attacks from Palestinian militants in the last few days. There was an attack on an Israeli army border patrol in which at least one soldier was killed and three others were injured. From the other side, there have been Israeli attacks which have killed at least three or four people. A couple of those were militants, but others appear to have been civilians, particularly farmers close to the border. So, I mean, there certainly have been violations on both sides. Now, the question is this going to escalate into a return to major conflict? And I think at the moment, probably not. I think there is a lot of pressure on both sides to try and firm up these unilateral ceasefires into something more long-lasting. And there are certainly negotiations going on in Egypt at the moment with the Palestinian factions to try and draw up a longer-term agreement, something that might last for perhaps a year.
One person who has called for long-lasting ceasefires is George Mitchell. He's making his first trip to the Middle East as President Barack Obama's envoy to the region. He's not speaking to anyone from Hamas directly, but do you know, Rory, whether Hamas has any view of the new president in Washington?
It's hard to tell. I mean, they say that they hope that the new president will bring a new approach to Middle East policy. I think many people, share that hope. The question is, if he's going to change, in particular, the policy with regard to Hamas? And George Mitchell has been visiting, but he's been very careful to say that he's just listening at the moment to what all the parties have to say, without making any particular pronouncements on new policy directions. He certainly called for the crossings into Gaza to be opened. But when he said that, he also mentioned a return to a particular agreement that was negotiated by the U.S. 3 years ago. And under that agreement, the opening of the crossings would require the presence of the Presidential Guard, which is a force dominated by Fatah, based in the West Bank, and a great rival of Hamas. Fatah has basically no security presence in Gaza at all at the moment. So in order for that to happen, there would have to be a very complicated and important agreement between Hamas and Fatah. And I don't really feel that we're close to that at the moment.